Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani, dumela ngapheni molweni. Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Today I'm buzzing extra, guys. Two females talking to me at the same time. What a time to be alive. But obviously, we have to start with the lady of the house. Goes Khumi. Hi. No, guys. I'm privileged.
I'm not impressed.
I am privileged, guys. I'm privileged. Wait again. Like, when there's two females, like, you know, when there's in the meeting, when you have those, for those of you who own companies and who sit in meetings, you know, there's this item called Matters Arising.
Oh, what? Okay. Park it right there.
Yeah. No. So yeah, that's me. That's
park it right there.
Khuba happy and the stuff that arises. I know a place that definitely arises different matters is our social media platforms. Once again, we hope that you can be highly engaging. Manati ibang interactive le runa. Jeez. Okay. Oskhobi, what are we talking about today?
Listen, there's a lot happening right now in the world, in the country, and it's taking a toll on us as people.
Absolutely.
It's taking a toll on individuals.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, with the way things are, it is going to take a toll on relationships.
Yep.
So today we're asking the questions, what are the grand in there? Are you guys okay in your relationships? Like, we're doing a mental health check, basically.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just want to check out, like, you know.
Go sharp, go righty.
Go righty, go happy. You know, even if you go so happy, like, what's going on? Talk to us. What's happening?
Guys, let's put this context even further, right? South Africa currently is experiencing load shedding. Let's let that sit. Our economy has not grown for the past, dare I say, 3.5-4 years. Mm-hmm. And that's just outside of COVID, right? Our economy has set between, our GDP has set between 0.8 to about 1.4.
And now with, you know, COVID, it's in the toilet.
It's worse, yeah. Right? Youth unemployment, last month was youth month. Our youth unemployment are in scary numbers. South Africa's unemployment is in numbers where we're not supposed to even have this conversation comfortably. No. We, dare we say, people had, we have gender-based violence. And as always said, part of the physical repercussions stems from the mental things that happen.
Yeah.
We had Ricky Week, we were talking last about Indoda Mas, Dangitin Pinch. Like, we could go on and on and on. And we're just trying to paint a picture to say, guys, our mental well-being is just not okay.
We're not okay as a country.
We're not okay.
Yeah.
And it's affecting our relationships.
Tremendously so.
It has. And I had to rope in a mental health activist, incredible writer, incredible human being, might I add. Creative. Too, that, you know, when I said too many adjectives, when I said to you so little time to describe them.
Mm-hmm.
This person is too many adjectives, so little time.
Wow, she must be special because that's only ever reserved for me.
Yeah. She's.
So I assume she's awesome.
I don't. We don't have enough time to go through her resume. We don't. We don't have enough time. We don't have, but understand that she's a mental health activist. She's an incredible writer. She'll share platforms where you can be able to engage her writing, but speaks very loudly and very profoundly when it comes to things of mental health. Oskilabukhile, I hope I did justice with introducing you. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Jeez!
Thank you so much. I think it was too much. Wow, I'm great. I'm
Wow. Are you good? Are you good? Are you okay mentally? Let's start with you. Are you okay
mentally? I'm alright. As you mentioned, there are a lot of things happening in the country, in the world, even in our homes with load shedding, you know. So I can definitely say that it has certainly impacted my mental health. So I think, like a lot of people, I'm quite tired. Yeah, I'm quite tired. But I'm good nonetheless.
Give us a, as a person who would probably have better insight than us, a helicopter view. In your view, are we okay? Mm. You know, when you look at just relationships, when you just look at love in terms of our context, you don't even have to look at the global context. Are we okay? Can you say on a scale of 1 to 10, reshap mental, or there are still things that we...
I think we're at like a 4, you know. Like, we're not okay. I don't think we're okay at all. I've got some friends whose relationships have come to an end, you know. So many people walking away from their relationships, so many relationships ending. So, no, we're not okay, you know, in that department. And even with this culture of ghosting, which a conversation that needs to be had is how ghosting impacts our mental health.
Sure.
You know, are they ghosting because they're overwhelmed with what's going on in their lives? Is that what's causing that behavior? Definitely, you know, we're not alright. We're not okay at all. And I don't think we have an idea of how to be better.
Look, I mean, we say we're not okay. If you could just give three diagnostics to diagnose it. You talked about ghosting as one. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things from a relationship's perspective that are resulting in us not being okay?
Well, definitely things that are happening. Are we talking about now things that cause us to be unwell?
Yes.
In that context?
Yes.
So definitely, as I mentioned, ghosting is definitely one of the things that is making us not okay. And this is now if you're someone who isn't really in a relationship, but you're talking to someone and then they just disappear, you know, and it completely catches you off guard. And I think in the context of relationships, couples aren't communicating.
Yes.
And they don't know how to communicate, you know, and that's the thing, is that they don't know how, that there is a way to communicate effectively. There's that. And I think another thing, you know, and I'm going to speak about cis-het men, right, cisgender heterosexual men, a conversation that I have with my is that men don't know how to relationship.
Absolutely.
We don't know how to relationship.
Absolutely.
And cause strain on the relationship because they don't know how to relationship. They don't even know that abakwazi. They don't know that it's something that's happening. So they're frustrated because now the partner is kind of saying, hey, man, like, I need you to relationship. I need you to do certain things. I'm tired of asking about the things. Then the man kind of gets frustrated. I'm talking specifically to cisgender heterosexual relationships because that is the perspective I'm most familiar with. So I think those would be the things. We're ghosting each other, don't know how to communicate, and men don't know how to relationship. And that's just three in a myriad of answers. So, yeah.
It's not always the case. I agree with you that people don't talk to each other, whether in relationships or not. We just don't talk to each other because we don't know how.
Yeah.
But what happens in a case where you do recognize that your partner is going through something? How do you get them to open up? You know, because, and especially with men are, oh my God, it's like pulling our teeth, you know. How do you get them to open up and say, this is like, this is, before things escalate, where maybe they self-harm or whatever, how do you get them to open up?
So I think there's a role that obviously one can play as a partner, then there's a societal role, so I'll speak to those two. I think as a partner, man, there's only so much that you can do to get someone to open up. And I think it's just really, you gotta constantly say to them, look, I need you to open up. It's frustrating when you don't open up to me, and it's I fear it's going to cause a disintegration of the relationship, right? But I would advise, or I would say what would be a good thing is couples therapy, you know, is couples therapy that will facilitate those kinds of questions. Because a therapist, I think, has the skill to slowly, slowly, you know, get something out. And if it's something that the partner understands, the therapist will be able to kind of like talk about it in a way that the partner can understand. So I think a mediator is then definitely needed. And then on a societal level, men need to be reminded or told or re-socialized, I don't even know, to know that it's okay for them to be vulnerable They are human beings first, right? We need to acknowledge the personhood of men, and they need to acknowledge their personhood, is that umuntu first before uyindoda, right? Mm-hmm. And because you are a human being, you're gonna have emotions. And it's not, you know, it's not the only emotion that you have is not anger. That's not the only emotion that men have. And they're okay with kind of doing that emotion because society has told them that that's what masculinity is all about. But you also have other emotions, sadness, loneliness, you know, depression, you know, other softer emotions, as it were, you know, and it's okay to have them. So it's okay to be vulnerable. And if you, and for them to understand, especially if you're wanting to get into a relationship, there can't be true connection without vulnerability.
Wow.
And so we really need to realize that, yeah.
Look, I mean, you spoke about relationshiping. I'm just saying, why are heterosexuals, mm-hmm. one, failing to relationship, men, that is, in your diagnostic report? Why are we failing to, like you were saying, you know, to be fully vulnerable, you know, to be fully feel, you know, to feel, to understand that today I'm kosher, I'm right, I'm right, so how can, why are heterosexual men failing to relationship?
Yeah, so I think that they're failing to relationship because largely, you know, and I know that the narrative is slowly changing with time, right? Because these conversations are part of the zeitgeist. Mm. So I feel that men struggle to relationship because largely the responsibility of a relationship is put on the woman's shoulders. The desire of the relationship is like, yeah, it's only woman should desire marriage and. And for men, marriage, like, you don't think of it as a relationship where you do something and the other person does something, right? There's that. And of course, as I mentioned, that lack of connection because you're not being vulnerable. Only one person in the relationship is being vulnerable. You know, some men want to just play house. Like, no, I bought us the house. There's food in the table. Like, what else do you want? It's like, but that's not a relationship. I mean, how many of us, for me anyways, ever remembered their parents being affectionate? You know, like, do you understand what I'm saying? It's like this role, you know, we have a home and this is how it is. But the woman wants more and then they end up being miserable. And then, that's why as women, we end up giving more in relationships sometimes. Mm. We like to play Bob the Builder or, you know, become rehabilitation centers for really, really broken men. Mm. So I think it's definitely understanding what you're doing when you're going into a relationship, right? You need to understand that. What is it that you're doing? You know, if you're saying that I'm living life with someone, I'm doing life with someone, then actually do something, you know, beyond just providing things that a woman can get for herself. And, so I think it's just understanding why people get into relationships, and understanding that a relationship does take work. And it's a specific type of work, and we can't put that on the woman's shoulders alone. And men must also be okay with loving, open themselves up to actually loving. Loving is a doing thing. You have to do love. You know, you have to do a relationship, because even love isn't enough for a relationship to work. There has to be a mutual respect. There has to be shared values, and there has to have to be friendship as well. You know, you've got to have a relationship that's predicated on friendship. And the thing is, right, I think anyways, I wouldn't know because I don't hang around men all the time, but not only do they not know how to relationship from a romantic perspective, but even with one another, like, they friend differently, you know.
Yes.
You men differently, because that's why then, you know, we're told with the man, kuluma too much, you're gossiping, you know, kuluma. It's like, no, we're not the problem. because, you know, we're doing relationship, and this is what it is. We're in a relationship. Y'all just have lies and things that talk about the game. You know, so even fucking your own relationship is doing as well.
Gems.
And of course, it's not everything. Of course, it's not every single man and every single relationship. There obviously are areas in which things are going well, but I guess we're focusing on things that aren't going well right now.
Absolutely. Before you go, Kilebukhile, finally, I want to firstly, before I ask you these questions, I must comment. I saw when Tibo Touch started at Metro FM, I was probably one of a few men. ZX120 bought Tibo Touch roses live on air.
Actual roses.
Roses, like a whole bunch. I think he bought about 30, because that's the amount of years Tibo Touch has been in radio.
Okay.
And I just saw, when you just go on to the comments underneath, and I just want to speak to what you're saying as men in terms of us relationshiping, even with us differently. You should see what they were saying. It's so gay. Firstly, how as men, how do we do it better, right? Whether we are in heterosexuals, relationship, same sex marriage, whatever, how do we become better? But secondly, and critically, and most importantly, what are some of the signs that we can look out to say both men and female were not okay?
Okay, so the first question, how can you do better? First of all, like, look at yourself in the mirror. Are you your own friend? How do you relationship with yourself? How do you respond when things are very, very difficult? That's the first thing. And it's becoming aware of the fact that because you are a human being, vulnerability is inside of you. You're just suppressing it. You need to release it. Because as I mentioned, and I love saying this because it's so true, without vulnerability, there can't be any connection. And then let go of problematic narratives around what masculinity is. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it gay for you to give one man flowers? Do you understand what I'm saying? Which just goes to show that men don't value love. Don't value love. They don't think about it. They don't think about how to be loving in the world, right? Because masculinity is almost a loveless state of being, right? So yeah, I definitely say that those are the things that men need to start doing. They need to start talking to one another as well. There really needs to be a reframing of male relationships and how they do them. And they need to start building deeper connections with their friends, you know? Just break the cycle. I think it's definitely just about breaking the cycle. And please, be a therapist. See a therapist. Be a therapist, you know. But also, kuzanani nani. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are a man and your friend is saying something problematic, either about women or about what it is to be gay or whatever it is, tell them, reprimand them and say, no, brother, that's not how you talk. That, you're just doing that, communicating that, that's the beginning of relationship because you're holding each other accountable.
And
learn from your woman friends how to relationship. Learn how to be friends.
And how do we know that we're not okay? What are some of the things that we can look out for? Before we commit suicide, because I'm scared, that seems to be the end product, sadly, at the end.
Let me correct you there. I think we need to understand that it's not that people, we need to reword it. It's people die by suicide.
Yes.
Because it's part of the disease. It is that last symptom of the disease that takes your life, right? Because you've just become, when you are in a suicidal state, you become completely overwhelmed. So before I go into that, I just want to talk about how to know that you're not okay. First of all, if you have been sad for like 2 weeks and you don't know what is going on and there isn't necessarily an event that happened to cause the sadness, maybe there was an event, but the sadness seems to be lingering and it seems deeper and darker. You're struggling to fall asleep or you're sleeping too much. You're just consuming substances way too much. you're struggling to function, you're not feeling pleasure from the things that once gave you pleasure, you're not motivated. If you experience all of those things or even one of those things, I would say that you, for 2 weeks, I would say that definitely consider seeing someone, because then it means you're not okay. If you're just teary-eyed and you're just feeling miserable, life feels overwhelming and meaningless, then definitely that's how you know that you're not okay. If you're snapping at people and you're being violent or whatever, there's definitely something there that you're not okay. And what then happens in the case of suicide is that you become so overwhelmed by these emotions, by this darkness that's not lifting, that it consumes you and it makes you think that the only way out of it is to end your life. So then that's how you die by suicide, because it becomes so overwhelming that you have very limited problem solving skills, no problem solving skills at all. Your drive to live isn't there at all. Like it is, you are void of a will to live. And so that's how you know that you're not okay, you know. And even if you think to yourself, well, hey, I'm correct, go see someone. You don't have to have all of the symptoms. Now you'll know when you're not okay, because you know yourself. And also listen to the people around you if they're pointing out that we think you're not okay.
I think that was highly insightful. If people want to engage in your work, because I know you write so much about it, I think you did a piece fairly recently about it. How can people then interact with the work that you do? Because I know you also then...
So my writing, I write for the New African Magazine, which can be purchased from Exclusive Books. It comes out every 2 months, or you can go onto the website, which is www.newafricanmagazine.com, I think. But you can just Google the New African. And I write about various topics, mental health being one of them. You can also follow me on LinkedIn. I'm Gilebogile Motswato on LinkedIn. And there I write mental health pieces, but it's mostly in the context of the workplace, because that's the space that I'm passionate about. And so even when I present on mental health, I present to people in the workplace context.
Beautiful being, beautiful soul, beautiful mind.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, for your insights, just for being you. Just for being you.
Thank you.
I always say brain surgeons, psychologists are special human beings, because they're dealing with the most delicate part of the human anatomy, and that's the brain. I think those are special human
Definitely.
Beings. Thank you so much for your time, for your insights. Look out for our invite. We're going to invite you to our 100th episode. I hope you're going to be available. We're not talking too
soon. Oh, so I would love to.
And then you can just come and just relax and just have fun, and just we're going to be celebrating every person who's contributed, and now you've also contributed towards making all these 100 awesome. Episodes special.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you, Kile.
All right, Kile, thank you so much for your time. Go to your jazz lounge. By the way, for those who don't know, she's got an incredible voice. Incredible, incredible voice. Tinaga is close to proximity, she has.
Hey.
Wow. Thank you. You've flattered me way too much.
Yes. Thank you, Kile, for your time. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Not a problem at all. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Coolie. Bye.
Bye-bye. Shop-bye.
Shop-shop. Fascinating, guys. Guys, it's important. We were just doctors, unofficial doctors today or so. We were just checking.
Yeah.
And clearly, everybody's not okay, guys. And it's okay if not. I always say, and you always tell me, it's okay if you're not okay, guys. It's okay.
Honestly.
It's really okay.
You can't be happy and put together all the time.
It's not okay. I lost a friend not so long ago. And it's okay, guys. It's really... You had your aunt who was in hospital, not so. It's okay, guys. We go through the most. I think for me and as men, heterosexual, and I loved when she said it, guys. Please make sure, watch yourself, guys. Watch.
I'm gonna say not just men, women as well. There are some women who
don't know how to open up.
And they end up projecting.
Yes, and they end up projecting. And they end up taking their frustrations out on others, which is not fair. You know, so it's not just a male problem. It's unfair to just now say
at the doorstep.
I don't know, just to lay this on men's doorstep. It's not fair. There are women who also struggle, you know, with communication and expressing their feelings and whatnot. So, but it's something that you...
I just love this new culture of guys see someone.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing
guys see someone. It's healthy, it's... You become okay. People who see psychologists, according to stats, you become more happy.
Let folk also see therapists. I don't know how many times I've been in therapy.
Yes, guys, please.
Okay, so...
Please, guys, we need to create that culture, especially... Men and female, and I'm talking heterosexual because we are the issues here. Guys, please make sure. See therapist. JP, I think we're going to share with this episode. He shared once some free platforms where you guys can, if you're not okay, if you're not feeling too okay, people that you can speak to or share with, or share them on our social media.
And of course, this is in the case where you can't speak to your partner about whatever it is that you're going through.
Don't bleed on your partner, as Oshumi was saying.
You know, she said something that I absolutely agree with. We are not rehabilitation centers.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a rehabilitation center for my man. He's not a rehab center for me. You know what I mean?
And it's okay.
But, you know what I mean? But we should still be able to talk to each other.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be sitting with a problem and then I can't tell my partner, ukudlalela kamuntu.
Problematic.
I now have to sit on the phone for 2 hours, limlungi, see my friend, because I can't talk to my partner. Because
it creates another impression, ever?
Like, what are you doing?
Exactly, guys.
What are you doing?
Guys, please make sure. Please make sure that you see a therapist, see somebody, speak to somebody, and let us be okay, guys. And that was the exercise of this particular show and this particular conversation. Big thank you to Gila Bukhile. Big thank you for all her insights and amazing, 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 amazing input on the particular show. You can have your opinions and your all inputs on our social media platforms, which are on
Facebook, Daily Sun.
Yes.
Tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yeah,
or click www.dailysun.co.za/mjolo,
and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Guys, it can't revoliwe. Yonke into right, yonke into arana. Guys, let's just make sure we're safe. Drink lots of water, as Oshumi would say. And condomize, guys, please. And look out for our countdown towards our 100 episodes. I think I've said all the PSAs summarized, ne?
Yeah, I know. No more PSAs after this.
Thank you. Yeah, no, but once again, big thank you to Gwile Bukhile. If you see us on the streets, know that this one speaking is your boy, Mlungisim Bella, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still the homie, Siabi, still without a cool outro.
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.